Be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John,
what is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
here.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Break your butt up!
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
Flooding, the results of torrential rains, has swamped parts of southeast Texas, including the city of Houston. Evacuations have been ordered. There have been many high water rescues. Connecticut's governor hopes a stretch of I-95 in southwest Connecticut can be reopened by Monday morning. A gasoline tanker truck crashed and burned, damaging a bridge and closing the interstate at Norwalk. Calm has returned to UCLA following yesterday's police raid. There is a big mess to clean up, though. More than 200 people were arrested. There were more than 100 arrested at New York's Columbia University as the NYPD cleared out the protesters there. Arizona's highly restrictive Civil War-era abortion ban is no more. Governor Katie Hobbs signing a bill repealing that ban. On Wall Street, Dow futures 319 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries. Quite sad, actually. Or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas. But you know what it will get you? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, unlimited text, and plenty of 5G data from my sponsor, Pure Talk, which I use. You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for about half the cost. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can bring your phone or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company that shares your values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and does not advertise on those fake news networks. Dial pound 250 and say the keyword Dennis Prager and make the switch today so you could actually afford that burger and fries. That's pound 250 and say the keywords Dennis Prager.
I used to play and sing all over the world. I sold millions of albums and that party for free. When I was touring, so many girls, they throw panties on stage and flash their hooters at me. And though some things have surely changed since 72, and though there's not as many fans at my show, it don't bother me. I'm just a singer in a Holiday Inn.
Okay, now here's a little number we used to do when we were out on the road with the big band. Maybe you remember this one.
I used to wander on the face of this earth, meeting so many people who would try to be free.
Hey, but now I'm here every Tuesday through Sunday night, two shows nightly, meeting all you nice people, yeah.
And now we found the key, and if you want the winds of change to blow about you, then hey, you better tip your waitresses, you know what I'm saying to you? I think you do. Don't tell me
he's just a singer and a Holiday Inn.
Charlie at guitar. He's working overtime for you. And my lovely wife, Candy, on background vocals. She's a sweetheart. All right. We want to thank you. We're here again every Tuesday through Sunday, two shows nightly. We are the Moody Two.
It never gets out of your system. I've seen it happen. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I like to play that combo at the top of the hour to launch the show every month or two. Here on Friday, filling in, well, she's not filling in for Rich Thomas. She's not going to be doing the weather, but she is going to be sidekicking with us this morning. Please welcome Jeb Wake Up, because Pam Dubuque is here.
Please clap.
Good morning. I'm filling his chair.
Pam also is the owner of AMS Studios in Prattville, a place that helped me look as good as I could for the start of my 20th year here.
Yes, the new picture on your cake.
I have never looked better on a cake than I did on this one. And
it was it was a good cake.
So you had the big event last night, your mixer.
Yes,
and
we had a spring fling.
How did that go?
It went really well. We saw new faces, old faces. We had a good turnout. And we had fun.
Yeah. And you did some giveaways and special packages and stuff like that?
We did. And 2 out of 4 of the people that I called for the giveaways said they never won anything. They were so excited.
Isn't that nice?
I love that.
We hear that once in a while on the show, too. We get a first-time caller every once in a while on a contest, and... People get jaded. They think, nobody wins those things.
I know, it was nice.
And they do, and they have that... I actually have a lame-ass story about winning something that I can tell you real quick.
Tell me.
We had a morale problem at one of my radio stations back in 90... Was it late 90? Early... I forget. No, it was late 90. And we were promoting a ski trip to Italy, to the Alps.
Okay.
Nice package.
Yeah.
And our general manager came in to address the sagging morale of the troops.
Oh.
I mean, they had fired all the managers. It was awful. Mm. And I had just rejoined this station after being away for 3 years. Big comeback. And it wasn't long before I realized, what the hell's going on here?
Uh-oh.
This place is very unstable. So she gathers the staff into the station kitchen, and she says, we're going to give away one of our ski trips to one of you. So everybody put your name in the hat, and we'll draw a name, and you'll win the ski trip for two.
Okay.
So they picked me, which immediately made me public...
Enemy number one.
That was like a $4,000 package. So my newsman was my best friend, Jeff. And we said, well, our wives had just become moms. I said, why don't we let them go? Enjoy the Alps.
That's nice.
A break from the babies. Mm-hmm. And you and I will be Mr. Moms.
Yeah.
For 5 days and four nights. So, and the girls are excited. It was great. And then George Bush announces Operation Desert Storm.
Uh-huh.
And the terror alerts went out, and the people that were putting the ski trip together canceled it.
Oh, man.
With no make-good. So I ultimately wound up winning nothing.
Yeah, that stinks.
I hope that endeared me to some of you that you feel sorry for me.
No.
I mean, it was a $4,000 trip.
No.
Okay. Ask. He's not here yet. He's just setting up for the big show. Let's see what the weekend's going to bring us weather-wise.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a little early to be this warm, but it's going to be a very warm weekend forecast. A good bit of sunshine today with a high temperature up, flirting with 90 degrees, and maybe some widely scattered random hit-or-miss storms here and there. In fact, same thing on Saturday and Sunday as well, but the rain chances on the low end. Daytime highs on Saturday and Sunday in the upper 80s. Nights will be in the 60s, and we'll be flirting with 90 again on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Welcome to May 3rd.
Today is National Paranormal Day.
Definitely some paranormal activity.
It's spooky.
And one paranormal thing that happened to you.
Yeah, I've seen a ghost.
You too?
Well, I've seen a ghost.
Oh, are you paranormal investigators?
We're paranormal experts.
Are you having anything paranormal in you?
Today is National Paranormal Day.
It's boo time.
Anybody in the room? Well, he's not here yet. Ever seen a ghost?
Yes.
I think I did too. In this building upstairs.
Okay. I think that AMS is also in a haunted building.
Really?
It's a very old home.
Yeah. It's got such a historic feel to it.
It does.
But when we say old, I mean it's beautiful in there.
Oh, yes. It's a historic home. It's over 100 years old now. Yeah. But I do think it has some interesting characters as well as character.
I'll bet if I
nice
look up
characters.
If I look up the history of that building, I'll bet Eddie Bader was involved in one of those sales at some point. Because you are better with Bader. Even ghosts will tell you that. All right, he has arrived. Let's bring him in, you guys in the back. You guys in the back, wake up.
All hail Jay. All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
We hail you.
Morning.
What the hail is going on this morning?
Absolutely. We got the mood lighting going on here. The one light.
Which, you know, I kind of like it.
If you like it that way,
notice, but yeah, it is nice.
The switch is behind you if you want to flip it up. You want to keep the room joeyed up, or you want to open up the...
No, I'd like to see the world.
You want to see the world?
Yeah, that's why we came down here, so we'd have a window. We worked, I don't think you...
Upstairs?
Mm-hmm. Upstairs. We had no windows.
Wow.
No, there's none.
We were like the children in the attic. Isn't there a Stephen King novel by that name or something?
I think that is a thing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like that. I like natural light.
So the only way we would know if it was thunderstorming is if we heard it.
Or felt it.
Or I went out to have a fresh breath smoke. Oh, we have a caller already.
We already
too.
Have a call.
That's unusual. So one day, this is before Joey became a big star. He was my producer and sidekick. And we could hear the thunder off in the distance. And then we heard it a second time, and it was obviously the thunder was getting closer.
And Leon's getting larger.
And I said to Joey, wouldn't it be weird if it struck the building? I don't know, was it a minute, maybe 2 minutes later? This enormous pulse. It muted the signal and everything else. It propelled me. We had one of those plastic things on the floor for chairs with wheels.
Yes.
Next thing you know, I hit the back wall. The back wall of the studio and bounced off. And Joey said he saw my skeleton. Nobody's going to question Joey on something like that. Joey doesn't lie.
We still have that audio somewhere. I still have that audio saved. The thing that happened.
Really?
And yeah. It's I've never heard lightning hit
a
station before. It's a weird sound.
It was actually the second time that happened. Back in the olden days in South Florida, where you have thunderstorms all the time in the summer, we had the old phone with the plastic buttons push down.
I remember those.
I love those.
We had those as well.
Same thing. You felt the pulse, and all the lights, which normally look yellow when they were engaged or pressed down, they went blue instead.
Uh-oh.
Blew the phone system out.
Oh.
I wasn't on a plastic thing, so I didn't hit the back wall of the studio. But damn, that was loud.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was incredibly loud, and it knocked us off the air for hours, if I remember correctly.
They could hear you faintly underneath this tone.
Yeah, it's...
Just resonating through...
I think we were off for about 45 minutes when we got hit upstairs.
Yeah, you could hear you, but it was so, it was like... It was as though you were speaking from the back of the wall.
Yes.
But if the back of the wall was way, way away.
Huh.
And with that kind of setup, not a single person, whether they were listening in the car, relaxing at home, or left it on while they were having sex, said,
"That is great radio."
That's how we get a lot of our audience. We're like background noise. Oh, my God, look who's here. Let me bring him in properly, friends.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Live, probably from...
Hey, is this the party to whom I'm speaking?
So, where are we having our fancy luxury breakfast this morning?
How's it going?
I had breakfast at the condo this morning. We're at Bear Point Park at the moment, Jason and I, on a really nice beach weekend down here in Orange Beach.
How is that boy?
He's doing great. He's... A little weirded out about the park this morning. I'm not sure why he's not enjoying his park trip, but we're having a good time. And yeah, food is the thing down here now.
By the way, I don't want to make you jealous. We got Pam Dubuque here, sidekicking.
Hey,
good morning. I'm in your seat.
Good morning.
And what did I place in front of you this morning, Pam?
An omelet.
Yeah.
Cheese and spinach.
It's really extra gooey and spinachy.
I'm going to try to make it through the morning without spinach in my teeth.
But he won't eat spinach. Rich Thomas.
I'm not much of a spinach guy unless it's on a Oysters Rockefeller.
Or
in a dip. In a dip on a football Saturday. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Those are good. But I eat it all the time. It's my filler food now.
That's I did so swing by Bucky's yesterday in Foley, destination location for a beef brisket sandwich, and that was nice.
You know, Bucky's, I've heard that their brisket sandwiches are, like, just incredible.
It's one of their biggest sellers, but I'll tell you what, the place is big enough where there could be cloud formations inside the building, and it's like a there's like 120 gas pumps outside.
Yeah, that's standard.
It's amazing. So anyway, just wanted to say a quick hello from Orange Beach, where it's going to be a really nice weekend with temperatures right around 80 in the Gulf water temperature now at 77, and hopefully you won't experience a thunderstorm like you just described this afternoon, but there'll be a couple on the radar later on. Just kind of more like a summertime forecast. We had 90 yesterday in Montgomery, 91 at my house in East Montgomery, and looks like we'll be in the same general neighborhood today.
Got a little sprinkle last night. In fact, Bo Holt texted me. He said that, talk about an isolated shower. It's raining pleasantly here. Two doors down, there's nothing. The shower must have been the size of a pinhead on the radar because it was the only one I ran into.
It's May, but it's early May, but it's more like an early summer forecast. Mm-hmm. And that's going to continue. In fact, I think we'll be by middle of the week in the low to mid 90s, and it's really early for that kind of stuff. So your air conditioner bill will be nice this coming. You know, this next bill will be a good one.
I'm protected by Clark's. By the way, we give away a Clark's Club membership today. Make sure you're registered to win that. This Buc-ee's, is it next to the interstate or is it off?
Yeah, it's right when you get onto the Foley Expressway off I-10. I don't care what hour of the day. We were there right around dawn, but I don't care what hour of the day you're there. It's a destination. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people.
Their mascot's a beaver, isn't it?
Yep. I should have got a t-shirt. I don't know why I didn't.
Did you pay homage to the beaver?
Nice beaver. Wait a second.
Well, listen.
Did you say that was your first stop at a Buc-ee's?
I beg your pardon?
Did you say that was your first stop at a Buc-ee's? That wasn't your first stop at a Buc-ee's.
No.
Yeah,
no,
okay.
I've only been to the Foley one, the one I was at yesterday, but I've been there about three or four times.
Okay.
I'm a Buc-ee's virgin. I've never been to one.
You have never
been? He's never been to a Buc-ee's.
God, oh, my gosh.
You're making me feel like a freak.
It is a little weird day and age to not have been to a Buc-ee's.
Jay was talking about beavers yesterday, the 100 beavers.
Hundreds of beavers. Yeah.
Not a round number, just hundreds of
hundreds
beavers.
Hundreds of beavers, yes.
And that's on what?
That is on my Plex.
Is that one of those
streaming
adult
service?
Channels?
Streaming services for select individuals.
Okay.
So that's something I could
That is
watch
something.
Today.
Yes, that is something that you could watch. Although I suggest to watch it with Greg, only for the fact that it is a silent film done in the style of Buster Keaton, Charlie Chaplin, Looney Tunes cartoons like Roadrunner stuff. It is Three Stooges. It is very much a slapstick thing. That's about 90 minutes, but it's got great reviews. It's sitting at like 93-94% on Rotten Tomatoes. So
that's my wheelhouse. That's my wheelhouse right there.
Yeah.
Three Stooges. Right. I'm in.
Happy Friday, guys, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay? All righty. Good day, he said.
Good day.
The market is up with some lust this morning, 290 on the futures. Whatever, I think we're going to hear from Brandt today. I think job numbers come out, so he'll probably join us around 8:30. If you've never sat down with a financial planner, we urge you to consider calling him. I promise you this, nobody's going to try to sell you anything, no high pressure, just a chat about you and your financial future. The number to make the appointment with no obligation is 387-0094, no obligation other than to show up when you make your appointment. They're really terrific people. I think you'll be impressed with this team. Here is Randall this morning, up early.
Howdy, Randall.
Hello, Mr. J. How you doing, Miss Amy? I said Amy. I know it's A&S Studios, so say your name one time so it sticks.
It's Pamela. Right,
Pamela.
Pamela.
Good morning.
I seen you at the Baumhauer's.
You did? You didn't say hi.
Yeah, I did.
He's very bashful.
You're a little intimidating.
You know,
that's hilarious.
I have heard that all my life.
I know, I'm terrified of the women.
I knew you had. That's why I said it. I can tell you,
Yeah, buddy, she done scared some men of her day. So, I want to come to the mixing, but that was a little too much mixing going on last night. That was too much moving around, so I had to get better. I'll probably come see you. I'm gonna lay down and get some needles rub up in my skin. Yes, I studied. Oh yeah, because I studied. And what you've done for Greg, I mean, it don't even make no sense. Like that, that, they, I mean, once you touched him, his life changed. I mean, that's hands down. The man been pedaling that bike for two years. But once you put your hands on him, I mean, it's like everything he had prepared for, it was waiting on you to sew it up.
But just last night, a woman said to me,
"You are so handsome."
But I want to say,
and then she and her German Shepherd moved on. What?
I remember where I was when the lightning strike happened. I don't know if Jay remembers, but I called him when he was trying to get you back on the air. I called Jay. I was like, hey, you know what I mean? I was telling him that we could barely hear you. And, you know what I mean? You were telling how you could smell, you know, what you smelled.
The ozone, yeah. You could smell the ozone from that, yeah. I remember where I was.
It was like 9/11 to me. I mean, I remember where I was. But I can't say.
Well,
but
it was September.
It was September
the 9th, I believe.
Really close.
I think it was September the 9th. I've got the date. I've got the whole piece of audio, the date. It was 5 o'clock? 5 o'clock? 4 o'clock.
Right around that time, late in the afternoon.
Yeah, I want to say it was in the 5 o'clock hour. I can't remember, but yeah, it was. I've got it all saved though.
We talked about it later on when we have a little time to kill.
You can play it from there. Actually, you've got access to it, not on the Scott screen, but on that computer that you're on right there.
So we will play the big lightning strike a little bit later.
You might well wait for Pamela Lee. That way, you get two lightning strikes in one day. Yeah. That don't happen much.
Oh, you're right, Randall.
Yeah.
It was good to hear from you this morning. I got the timeline ready. It's a very big responsibility I have.
All right, brother. We'll see y'all.
Thanks.
You are intimidating.
I know.
Now I'm really nervous for the next 2 hours and 33 shopping minutes.
I just love the way he said that. Not intimidating.
Intimidating.
Yes. Crudad.
Professor Boodle, I sent you a email.
Yes.
Yes, sir. I was out there this morning checking on my little garden wing, and what do I find? It's one of those cicada thingies he's wanting.
Oh, man.
Oh, yes, sir. Are you sure it's a cicada?
Yes, sir. I got him.
I see your email here. Let me check it out.
I'm not sure if I either want to put him on a bamboo stick and put him over to hibachi with barbecue sauce, or if I should raise him and make him a pet and give him a name.
Well, he won't last long.
No, you're going to be sad if you raise him as a pet. You'll lose him.
He'll be done by this afternoon.
It'll be a quick thing.
You know, many, many years, you know, but every now and then I say one that, usually find it after they have shed and then start the morphing into wings. But this little fella, I got him when he was trying to get from the base of the tree into my patio, so I rescued him. And he is living now in a jar with, I took a Dr. Boodle to look at there.
Well, before you know, and thank you for the call, Crawdad, before you know, we'll be having Won't You Give to the Cicada Rescue
Fund. No, we will not be doing that at all, ever.
All right.
I can't wait to hear them all.
GoFundMe to kill them all.
I'm so excited.
You know what I heard last night? Them.
I love the sound.
And I heard from an expert.
I hate you.
I love it.
I heard their frog sex.
Really?
Yeah, they're mating right now.
I like the sound of frogs, too. I like all the crickets,
and I was
the
near
frogs.
A lot of trees.
What do they sound like when they're doing that?
A very rhythmic.
Oh, it's rhythmic.
Low-level burp kind of sound. I'd make one for you, but I'm drinking coffee, not Coke. So.
Well, then, if that's the way it sounds, I can't imagine how many mating calls I've sent out there over the years to frogs.
Oh, yeah, you're belching your doorbell ring.
Yeah.
That's the call of love. Alrighty, it is 6:29 already. Oh, my God, we're so behind already, but that seems to happen on this show quite frequently.
A little bit.
So we'll get you your first traffic update of the morning with Skipper, who just sent a Bucky's video to us. So we can see what we're missing. Thank you, Skipper. And then we'll have 1819 News and let you know everything that happened on this date, May the 3rd, throughout history.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Friday morning, and that early morning traffic is out there a little bit busy on I-65 and 85 through the interchange. That's a normal thing for this time of the morning. Boulevards are light to moderate. We're not seeing any problems. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving you the all clear right now. Smile, it's Friday. The weekend is almost here. Buckle up and be safe. McKenna and Toyota needs your trade-ins. New car sales are through the roof, but they need clean late model used cars. It's worth the drive to McKenna and Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
1819 News.
A bill is awaiting Governor Ivey's signature that would push back an election deadline here in Alabama so that Joe Biden's name can be placed on the November ballot, presuming that Joe Biden is, in fact, the Democratic presidential candidate. The bill pushes out the August date for when a certified candidate's name must be submitted to the Alabama Secretary of State by all national political parties. The National Democratic Committee is holding its national convention to select their presidential candidate 5 days after the original deadline was created by state law. So now, instead of 82 days before a general election, the state of Alabama will now require certified names 74 days before a presidential election. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a nine-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that nine-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
Meta Platforms, the parent company of Facebook and other social media platforms, is planning to open up a data center here in Alabama. The $800 million facility would be located in Montgomery and create about 100 jobs. Meta already has another data center established in Huntsville. Governor Ivey says the state is committed to helping Meta grow and prosper here. The facility's construction and the beginning of operations is expected to all be completed by 2026. There are some new special agents coming on board with the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency. A swearing-in of 14 special agents took place this week, with ALEA Secretary Hal Taylor taking part. The agents will serve across the state in various regions, either within the Special Operations Department or the State Bureau of Investigations. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Have you been injured? At the Johnny Adams Law Firm, there is no fee until we win your case.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm at 500-5000.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Good morning. Do you have time for lunch today? My treat.
Absolutely. But what's the occasion?
I'm in love with the new 24/7 Express kiosk at Worth Cleaners. The kiosk is so easy to use, and I can drop off and pick up on my schedule. Thank you for sharing that tip with me.
You're welcome. I'm happy to have my lunch buddy back.
Have you tried the new Worth Cleaners 24/7 Express kiosk? This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery. Customers love the convenience of dropping off and picking up dry cleaning and laundry on their schedule, day or night, 365 days a year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go to their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 Express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall next to the kiosk to aid customers who are first-time users. Give it a try. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
Honey, did you call an electrician to put in that new bathroom outlet?
No, I thought I'd just get Cousin Ray.
Yeah, but he's not a real electrician.
Oh, Ray's handy. He can do anything.
Being handy and being an electrician are two different things. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring. You need an expert. To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training. When you need electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric.
So, how about that nice outlet Ray installed in the bathroom?
Do you think it's safe?
It's fine. See, when I plug in my electric razor, it...
Now the lights are out. I am not sleeping a wink until you get Crosby Electric out here.
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Today's show is brought to you by Friday. Watch how much we phone this one in.
Hi, I'm Mark DePlanch with Admiral Movers. People ask, what makes Admiral Movers different from other movers? It's simple. We take pride in caring for our team, so we know that they will take care of you. All of our team members are Admiral employees. They are all fully background checked and trained in-house. We never hire day laborers. So for your next move, whether it's a commercial move or household move, across town or across the country, call Montgomery's favorite movers, Admiral Movers. Mention code SUMMER10 to save 10% on your next move.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. The movie The Fall Guy opens today. It's about a stuntman who performs incredible feats like getting people to go to a movie theater in 2024. The Kentucky Derby is tomorrow. A lot of buildup for excitement that only lasts 2 minutes. Am I right, ladies? Peloton is laying off 15% of its employees. Most workers are happy because they felt like they were just spinning their wheels. And tomorrow is Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. If you plan on dressing as Chewbacca, make sure the costume is authentic. You don't want to make a Wookiee mistake. This is not headline news.
At 6:37 with the timeline for the Turd of May, I'm your substitute host, Greg Udell, for Rich Thomas. That work?
I got you.
I was...
You were looking for Messenger, right?
Well, I need the thing I can put on the phone to tap to open Messenger.
Oh!
Here's what happens.
Sorry.
And this is a brand new iPhone. You put it in your pocket. If you don't shut it off, mm-hmm. It bounces in the pocket and it deletes stuff.
Well, it didn't delete it. It seemed to have just moved it or positioned it somewhere else.
Really?
Because... That's odd.
Hey, somebody said I posted a map of an old map of Alabama last night, and people were saying it's fake. Can you trust anything today? This is what gets me. You just can't. By the way, my new Boom magazine column is out. It's the link to it is on my page. It's called "My Sister Can Blow Up Your Sister." And
did you scroll past it? I think it was not loading while you were scrolling, and you went past it.
I did.
Go up.
Up.
All right,
not that far.
It's right there in the corner.
How'd you do that?
I just.
You're Jay.
Don't worry about it.
You can do it.
The tech secrets will stay in the vault.
It got done. I could tell you how, but there'd be no point.
That's nice. That's. Hey, did you know that? George, you may have mentioned this on Random Facts, but when he was first hired to play Bond, and he's always known as the Forgotten Bond.
Oh, yeah, Lazenby.
He was offered a 7-movie deal to play James Bond.
Wow.
And his agent said, Bond's going to be archaic in the liberated 70s.
It's not going to matter.
That's why his Bond career was so short.
Wow.
I'll bet his agent.
Yeah, he elbowed that guy really hard.
Uh-huh. Opening in theater. Wait a minute. This is the cheap and trashy. I don't even know what the hell I'm doing here anymore. This.
Yeah, the timeline.
Yeah. You know, the thing with all the dates and the things that happened on this date. What did I do with it? This is Very embarrassing. I could do the cheap and trashy here. I had it. What did I do with it? I was so prepared today. I had everything ready. I was done. I walked in. Oh, here it is.
You need different colored papers.
Yeah, that could get pricey. I don't know if upper level mango.
You see, I'm in the printer.
I found it. You know, I put it right here on the stand up board.
How many pages a day? 60 something pages, right?
Perhaps a highlighter, a pack of highlighters.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
He's still got to find the paper if he puts it somewhere, regardless of what's the highlight that's
on. Well, I put it in the worst possible place.
And then you have to memorize all the highlighter colors. Yeah.
I put it right in front of me. That's the worst place I can put anything.
Never mind. We'll talk about that later, I'm sure.
All right, what makes May the 3rd significant? Back in 1921, West Virginia introduced the first ever state sales tax. Thank you, West Virginia, for that idea. Moving all the way up from 1921 to 1979. Margaret Thatcher was elected the first female Prime Minister of Great Britain, sworn in the next day. She was probably the best since Churchill. And she's not remembered well because the media hates successful conservatives. Mm-hmm. 1973, I remember this. I was there. Sears Tower completed in Chicago, officially certified as the world's tallest building, 1,450 feet and 110 stories, or 1,730 feet tall if you count the antennas. Until then, the World Trade Center held the record at 1,368 feet. It was renamed Willis Tower in 2009. What you talk about, Willis? Who is Willis? Why is there a giant building named after Willis?
Who is it?
I really don't know. But I haven't cared about anything in Chicago for a long, long time. In 1998, it was beat by Petronas Towers in Kuala Lumpur, which are 1,483 feet. Now you got the Burj Khalifa in Dubai. That is 2,717 feet tall. Would you want to go to the top of that building?
I thought that was the Wiz.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
The Jeddah Tower.
There is plans for a tower.
When it's completed, it'll be 3,280 feet tall.
Wow.
I think that's the one I'm thinking of, maybe. Massive.
Wonder what it's like to ride an elevator in that thing. The one thing you get when in the Hancock or Sears, which I was in 100 times, I used to work in the Hancock building, that stomach-lifting drop when you're going down from one of the higher stories. But I'll tell you, working on the 37th floor with a window in the studio that looked out to the west of the city, that was pretty cool.
It would be beautiful.
It would be like having a window here that would let us see Mount Duncan in Prattville or in Millbrook. You know, majestic scenery, that kind of thing.
I would love to be in one of those. There's a station up in Birmingham that is in, it's almost basically, I mean, it's Birmingham. It's on top of like a mountain over there where Vulcan is and everything else.
You can see it from the hospital.
And, you know, the studio's window, you just look down upon the city, man.
It is a pretty view.
Problem, though, with working downtown Chicago was parking.
Yeah.
They had lots, but they were expensive. And the lot I had to park in to work in Hancock was in the building, and you'd go spiraling up like to the 11th or 12th floor. So getting up was a pain, and then getting down was another corkscrew. At about, for me, at the then outrageous price of $6 a day.
God, what do you think that is now?
20 to 30, maybe more. Well, I don't know. I mean, a lot of places have evacuated downtown Chicago. So the parking demand may be lower than it was when I worked there. 1988, the White House admitted that Nancy Reagan had been consulting with psychic advisors to help her husband's activities. They must have been good. He was a great president. Living Color released their debut album, Vivid, featuring the cult of personality.
Okay.
And that's a term we hear in the, the media from time to time. When they're talking about a former president. Dallas aired its series finale on CBS this date, 1991. Over 33 million people tuned in, making it the 12th highest rated series finale ever, just behind Frasier. Let's see. Spider-Man was released on this date, 2002, the Tobey Maguire version.
That's the one where the trailer had to be changed.
What happened?
Well, they had a teaser trailer for that movie that had come out in 2001 or 2000. And The teaser just started off with these guys robbing a bank. And they get into a helicopter and they fly off. They're thinking, yeah, we got away. And then all of a sudden they get stuck. And as the camera pulls back, you see the helicopter got caught in a web between the Twin Towers.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Because
2002, 9/11, 2000, yeah. I remember that.
So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
It was weird after 9/11 to see the World Trade Center and anything.
For a while there it was, yes.
The very forgettable second version of King Kong. He climbed the World Trade Center in that one. That was the one with Jeff Bridges.
They 83, actually, or what was it? What year was that?
76 or 70.
70s, okay.
Here's the thing. They made, because they didn't have CGI then, the original Kong made in 33 with stop animation was a masterpiece.
And I want to say, did they do stop for this one as well, or was that...
No, this suit? One, they ended up using a guy in a suit man and did suit. Everything That's to scale. It. This is after they built an 85-foot-tall... mechanical ape.
That's the one that was in at Universal Studios Orlando or whatever.
Yes.
In their little, yeah.
Dino De Laurentiis spent $3 million to make this prop for that movie. They used it in one scene.
That was it.
And when you see that scene in the movie, your first reaction is fake.
Yeah. Yes.
And then it got moved to the back lot for the tour, and eventually got caught on fire.
I believe it. I have done that tour, and I remember that as a child.
Yeah, it got caught. It caught fire. The whole, I mean, massive.
Flaming gorillas.
Yes, out. Massive fire.
Yeah.
Sounds like a drink.
Always be careful.
When you're the flaming gorilla.
Watch your flames when you're around flaming gorillas.
When will they ever learn?
I don't know. Celebrity birthdays today. Page one, nobody I know.
Throw the names out. Let's see what we got. See if any of us recognize.
All right, we'll go down the list.
It's a fun little trivia.
Tell me if you know this person.
All right.
Designer.
No.
No.
Tom Clemente.
No.
Cheryl Burke.
No.
Cheryl Burke?
Yes, Dancing with the Stars.
Cheryl Burke.
Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars, that's who it is. I was thinking it was Larry David.
Rebecca Hall.
No.
No.
Dual Hill.
No.
Dulé Hill?
Dulé Hill, yes.
Dulé?
Yeah.
Oh, he's on, which show do you know him from?
I want to say it was West Wing.
He played a presidential aide. Yeah. He was also in Suits, never seen that. And he played Larry on Ballers.
I like that show.
I have not seen Ballers.
It was good. Yeah. I mean, I watched the first couple seasons. It was pretty good.
Check this out. Here's a Sticker Shock birthday. Frankie Valli.
Who's that? No, I'm just kidding.
He's a funny guy, that Jay. 90.
Wow.
90. Wow. In the 80s, we flew 106 listeners to the Bahamas.
To see him?
For a beach concert. Yeah, it was just him. Just Frankie Valli.
Hmm.
And I bet you had tons of people try and win all of that.
Well, here's the funny part. I just happened to have a very good night joking with him in front of the crowd. After the show, he asked me to come to Vegas and write for him.
Huh. Wow.
I'm not making that up. Why would I make that up? But I declined.
Right. Why would you make up that Frankie Valli wants you to come and write for him?
I could make up much better stories than that,
exactly,
too.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, you've had other encounters where you could easily tag that onto the end and sound even more prestigious. But yeah. Nope, you're keeping it real with Frankie Valli wanting you to come write for him.
Had he just hung in there a little longer, Bing Crosby would have been 121 years old today. And that is your timeline with me, your fake substitute host, Greg Udell. And now here's
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a little early to be this warm, but it's going to be a very warm weekend forecast. A good bit of sunshine today with a high temperature up, flirting with 90 degrees, and maybe some widely scattered random hit-or-miss storms here and there. In fact, same thing on Saturday and Sunday as well, but the rain chances on the low end. Daytime highs on Saturday and Sunday in the upper 80s. Nights will be in the 60s, and we'll be flirting with 90 again on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
At 6:49, Greg Budell with Jay Scott and Pamela Jean, Pam Dubuque, We gotta figure out.
I know. I go by Pamela all the time.
And it works for you.
Yeah.
You're very tall, and the longer name works.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, Pams are generally short. You are
older. Maybe Pam when in 20 years.
Anything important in that call?
No, just wanted to be added to the list for the drawing, which you're pulling chips today. So.
That's right. That's coming up a little over two shopping hours
three?
From right now.
Little things, right?
I am a...
Ooh, yay!
Okay, ask my very small circle. The little things to me are the big things.
By the way, it is time for your SRN News replay, traffic, and then the cheap and trashy.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomas.
Hello!
Flooding, the result of torrential rains, has swamped parts of southeast Texas, including the city of Houston. Evacuations have been ordered. There have been many high water rescues. Connecticut's governor hopes a stretch of I-95 in southwest Connecticut can be reopened by Monday morning. A gasoline tanker truck crashed and burned, damaging a bridge and closing the interstate at Norwalk. Calm has returned to UCLA following yesterday's police raid. There is a big mess to clean up, though. More than 200 people were arrested. There were more than 100 arrested at New York's Columbia University as the NYPD cleared out the protesters there. Arizona's highly restrictive Civil War-era abortion ban is no more. Governor Katie Hobbs signing a bill repealing that ban. On Wall Street, Dow futures 319 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries. Quite sad, actually. Or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas. But you know what it will get you? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, unlimited text, and plenty of 5G data from my sponsor, Pure Talk, which I use. You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for about half the cost. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can bring your phone or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company that shares your values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and does not advertise on those fake news networks. Dial pound 250 and say the keyword Dennis Prager and make the switch today so you could actually afford that burger and fries. That's pound 250 and say the keywords Dennis Prager.
Well, looking around Montgomery this morning on the cams, we are not seeing any problems anywhere. We are looking good in Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, but traffic is building. Folks are getting out on the road to get this Friday underway. Please buckle up and drive carefully. We're keeping an eye on things. We'll let you know if accidents occur. Larry Live Oak has been insuring River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs to the perfect plan. Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Big news, the biggest and best compact track loader has come to Thompson Tractor in Montgomery. It's the next generation Cat Compact Track Loader. With more power and a larger cab, this machine will boost your productivity and your business. Right now, Thompson is offering special deals on existing compact track loaders to make way for the new machines. So come to their new Cat Compact Track Loader Demo Day on May 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 10120 Highway 80 East in Montgomery. Call 334-215-5000 for more details.
It's time to show mom how much you appreciate her with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Mother's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call to 285-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for mom. Call Jenny Lind's Creations 285-1000.
Jessica Pig here with Pig Enterprises. Blue Water Broadcasting has been a major part of our continued growth, connecting us with the right customer base at the right time, helping us to get you behind the wheel of quality pre-owned vehicles for the past 20 years. If you're looking to maximize your advertising potential, Pig Enterprises believes you'll get a squeal of a deal from Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There's no business in show business to live events. We can't go.
And welcome to today's Cheap and Trashy Celebrity Gossip and Showbiz Report. I'm your cheap and trashy anchor, Greg Goodell. Movies opening this weekend, The Fall Guy, oh God, Ryan Gosling again?
I'm interested in it.
It doesn't look terrible.
No, I like stunt films. I really like, I like my Wicks. Monkey Man I watched this weekend, which is really cool. So I like my action, my stunts.
Oh, I'm not criticizing that.
Yeah.
I just don't like him.
Oh, you're okay.
The movie does sound like it could be good.
And still, you know, I'm not going to the theater to see it.
No. Hey, did you know that Dwayne Eddy died?
Really?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
Man. His 1950s guitar style sounded very simple, responsible for what used to be...
Green Onions, right?
Among many others, and here's a free sample.
And give me some... There you go. Uh-huh. God, my dad used to play this.
That's Rebel Rouser.
Soundtrack, or at least part of it, was some of his stuff was used in the soundtrack for a John Woo film with John Travolta, Broken Arrow. Broken Arrow. John Travolta and Christian Slater.
I saw that
two
movie.
Big names in the movie world era. Today.
I saw that. Actually saw that in the theater.
And Howie Long.
Yes. He's a bad guy in that
he
movie.
He was.
Yeah.
He
I
was.
Love that movie because I did nuclear stuff in the Air Force, and that was so on point. Yeah. I love that.
Did you ever meet my sister?
No.
She's the feature of my magazine column this month. She has Robert Oppenheimer's old gig.
You told me that. That is so cool.
Yeah. That's why I called it My Sister Can Blow Up Your Sister, because she could. as a matter of fact, we were headed to downtown Chicago one day. I'd gone up to visit from Florida. And somehow it came out, she just casually let it drop. Yeah, I could make an atomic bomb.
I think he was. Yeah. Sorry. I was just thinking of, I had to look up Dwayne Eddy songs.
Please make a playlist.
Because I think I got the Green Onions wrong, but.
Not that I'm self-promoting my magazine column, but I'd love you to read it. Yes. Also out today, Tarot, a supernatural horror movie about a group of friends who find a creepy-looking deck of tarot cards in the basement of a mansion.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
And today on Netflix, the Pop-Tarts comedy, Unfrosted, written, directed, and starring Jerry Seinfeld.
You know, what's the deal?
What's the deal with the Pop-Tart?
I was interested in that movie, and now I've completely lost interest.
Really?
Why? I don't know why. I've completely lost interest in seeing it. I thought it'd be great when I saw it, and then I was just, I don't know, something changed. I was just like, eh. not really big on spending my time on it.
If it seems like my story priority is askew this morning, it's because my story priority is askew.
Oh.
the second in command, so to speak, in ELO passed away. Richard Tandy.
He
was 76 years old. Even though Jeff Lynne is the main force, he's the guy behind Mr. Blue Sky. There's a few samples of his work. And doing the voice at the end of Mr. Blue Sky.